adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamalo.
The Cisco Kid. And now, another exciting adventure of the Cisco Kid. In the days of the Old West, when the cheapest commodity was a man's life, it was often the lure of gold that caused the roar of six guns to echo through the frontier towns and fill the lonely burial grounds with crude grave markers. Gold. It was gold from the Bonanza No. 1 mine that caused two men to be lying in wait as a freight wagon came along the trail.
Hey, Rance Baldwin's out riding with this shipment, Al.
Yeah. You gonna try this hold-up with him along, Mac?
Yes, maybe we better not. But we'll give him another good scare, though. Let him have it with the rifles.
Sure, Mac. We'll just lie behind these rocks and blaze away at him.
Look at them horses rear up. They're sure giving that driver some trouble.
Yeah. Rance has found our range, Mac. We're safe here.
Yeah, but they're making a getaway.
Well, we'll give him a few more for luck.
I tell you, Tom, we got to do something about it, and soon. That's the fourth time in a month our wagon's been held up.
Now, Rance, calm down a bit. Did they get away with today's shipment?
No, Tom, they didn't. Just luck, I guess. For all the gold we're taking out of our Bonanza number one, we're only getting about a quarter of it through.
Oh, Rance, I don't think it's worth all this trouble.
Now, Jerry, don't fret about things.
But
your uncle and I have got a good thing in that mine.
Why, sure we have. And even if we don't get about a quarter of our shipments through, we're making money, ain't we?
Well, Uncle Tom, you're still making a profit, but Rance is doing all the work and running all the risks.
Well, it's worth running risk for you, Jerry. As soon as I've got a good stake, you and I'll get married and get out of here.
I wouldn't figure on that being too soon, Rance.
Well, why not, Uncle Tom?
Because Rance and I've got a partner's agreement in that mine. I put up the money, he does the work.
Yeah, and if anything should happen to either of us, our share goes to the other.
Well, it just doesn't make sense to have all this gold stolen and, well, no way of protecting the shipment.
Now, remember, Jerry, there ain't a mite of law in this country. Remember when your father was shot and killed and you had to come and live with me?
Yes.
Well, we tried every way to get justice, but there wasn't nothing could be done about it.
Well, there's something I'm going to do about this.
What, Rand?
I'm going to send for an old friend of mine, the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? Well, I ain't ever heard that he's on the side of law and order.
Well, you see, Tom, I know Cisco better than most folks do. He's never done a mean thing in his life. And when it comes to catching criminals, he's better than all the sheriffs and marshals in the whole territory.
Oh, do you think you could get him to come here and help us?
Well, now, I wouldn't be too hasty if I was you. What you know about this Cisco Kid don't exactly stack up with what other people around here believe. Might bring down a heap of trouble on us, Rance.
Well, can't be any more trouble than we're having already, Tom. With Cisco helping us, we'll be getting all our gold through.
But how do you know he'll help us, Rance?
Well, like I told you, Cisco and I are good friends. He'd like to give us a hand to see justice done. And remember another thing. There's nothing the Cisco Kid likes better than a fight.
Hey, Cisco, it's good to get over loco for a while.
Si, Pancho. We stop here and eat supper, and then we will go and find a place to camp.
And this is a good place to eat, Cisco. All of us, Pancho, like to stop here.
Well, the food here is very good, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another reason why we stop here.
Pancho, no. It's the Saint of the Magi that run this place.
See, that is one reason, Pancho. Saint the Magi is very kind, and also is a convenient place to hear the news.
He the new Cisco? What you mean? What you mean, huh?
Well, Pancho, sometimes Cisco's friends leave messages here. Mm-hmm. They tell Maggie to tell me about things that are happening.
Like when Sandy the Maggie tells you about the sheriff what come after us, huh?
See, that is right, Pancho. And a very good thing she told us, too.
Well, Pancho, hungry. What we get to eat tonight?
Senorita Maggie will have something good, I know.
Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho.
Bueno, bueno, Senorita Maggie.
Bueno, Senorita Maggie.
Sit down. Yeah. Well, tonight we got lamb stew and dumplings. Or we got fried steak and onions.
No tortillas or frijoles, Senorita?
Well, I didn't know you was a-coming, Pancho. Oh. I sure would have had them for you.
I think, Senorita, I will have the steak.
Be right good tonight, too, if I do say so. What you having, Pancho?
Pancho think he like that, too. But, Senorita.
Yeah, Pancho?
On top of the steak, would you please put the order of the lamb stew?
Hmm? On top of the steak, amigo?
Of course. You never tried this, Cisco?
Certainly not.
You should sometime, amigo. Very tasty and very filling, too.
Yeah, it would be that, I'm sure. Senorita Maggie.
Yes, Cisco. Oh, my, almost plumb forgot. I got a message for you.
News from some of my friends?
Come from Rance Baldwin yesterday.
Oh.
Sent it in by Ryder, who was a-coming this way. Yes, got it right here in the pocket of my apron. Here it is.
Gracias, senorita.
Well, I'll be getting your orders. Now, that was a steak for you, Cisco, and steak and lamb stew for you, Pancho. Hmm?
See. And if you not can get it all on one plate, bring two plates. Pancho, not mine.
Well, it's the first time I ever served steak smothered with lamb stew. My stars.
Well, Pancho, a note from our old friend, Senor Rance Baldwin.
Senor Rance Baldwin? Oh, Pancho, remember him.
See, Pancho, Senor Rance has an interest in the Bonanza gold mine.
What did it say? What did it say?
They're having trouble at the mine, amigo.
Oh, true.
Shipments of gold are being stolen.
Uh-huh.
Senor Rance wants us to come there and help.
No, we not go there, Cisco. Fighting, trouble.
Certainly we go there, Pancho. Huh? Senor Rance, not our friend.
Si, Cisco, he our friend, but we not go right away, huh?
Of course we will go right away.
Now?
Certainly, amigo.
Oh, Cisco, we not even wait for the steak and the lamb stew.
Of course, amigo, we will wait for our food. It's many miles to the home of Rance Baldwin and his partner. We will leave after we have eaten.
Ren.
Yes, Jerry?
Why are you so quiet? What are you thinking about?
Oh, just thinking about what you and I should do.
About getting married and leaving here?
Mm-hmm. I don't think we better wait for a steak, Jerry. I'm afraid that mine's a hoodoo.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it, Rance? All that gold and most of it being stolen. Do you really think the Cisco kid will be able to help?
Oh, I'm sure he could. But I'm sorry now I sent for him.
Why, Rance?
Well, not much use getting him into this, too. No matter how many guards we put with a wagon, those outlaws seem to know just the time and place to attack.
Why don't you stop trying to ship the gold?
I wanted to, but your uncle says to keep the shipments going. So there's always bound to be some loss in any business. But there's enough getting through to show profit.
When do you expect Cisco to get here?
Well, he should have got my message today.
Oh.
I should bring him here tomorrow.
Are you sending through another shipment tomorrow?
Yeah. I wanted to wait until Cisco got here, but your uncle said to get one out early in the morning. I'll ride with it.
Well, please be careful, Ren. Don't let anything happen.
I'll be careful, little Jerry. If we get this one through, it'll be enough so I can take my share and you and I can get married.
Well, good night, darling. I'll be thinking about you every step of the way tomorrow.
Your rifle in good shape, Mac?
Sure, Al. Cleaned and oiled and ready for action. How's yours?
It's in good shape. This range is just about right, too.
Yeah, about 150 yards. This time, Al, we can't miss.
We gotta get Rance sure this morning, huh?
Boss's orders. Get the gold if we can, but the most important thing is to get Rance. And not to be seen ourselves.
There's the wagon coming along the trail. Be in range in a minute or two.
There's Rance riding ahead of it. Steady on your aim now. Take a gun rest on these rocks.
I never shot my rest in my life, Mac. Don't worry about my aim.
Well, don't miss, that's all. Ready now? Let's take him. I missed him. I told you to use a rest.
What are you yelling about? You didn't do no better. No,
he spotted us. Well, look, the fool's riding this way.
We'll stop him before he gets here.
Well, he's riding. He ain't an easy target.
I thought that one sure had him.
He's right on coming, though.
Better use a handgun. These rifles ain't no good at close range.
Yeah, the fool's trying to make a fight of it.
Yeah, all right, you. Well, I finally got close enough to see who you are.
Yeah, what you gonna do about it? Shoot it out?
No. I'm gonna fight it out. I want you two hombres alive.
Well, how do you like that? Come on!
Sure we want to fight, huh? Yeah. Fine with us.
I'll find out what's happening around here.
Well, it won't do you no
good. That's what you think. Yeah,
sure, Ants. Come on, get up. This time I'd like to knock you down.
You won't get the chance.
Let go of my colt, you.
I'll take him, Mac.
You had enough?
Not much I can do about it. But there'll be another day.
There won't be no other days for you, Rance Baldwin.
Oh!
Well, we carrying out the boss's orders.
Yeah, it was sure quite a fight. You even lost a button off your coat.
Yeah, so I did. This is the coat the boss gave me, too.
I don't see the button on the ground anywhere.
Probably rolled down into the gully. Yeah, that's all right. I'll get another button. And maybe for doing this job, the boss will even give me another coat.
I'm the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compadre, Pancho. We're looking for Senor Rance Baldwin. I had a message to meet him here.
Oh, sure. Sure, I remember. Rance said he was expecting you. Come in, won't you?
Gracias, gracias. Come, Pancho.
Sí.
Is Senor Rance here?
No, Cisco, he ain't. Rance met with a sad accident early this morning.
Huh?
Ambushed and shot to death.
No, madre mía. We too late, Cisco.
Gee, I fear we are, amigo. You are Senor Tom Smith, Rance's partner in the mine?
Yes, I am. Or was, that is. Oh, poor Rance. Insisted on making an early trip this morning. He didn't have a chance.
This is most regrettable, Senor Smith. Rance Baldwin was a good friend of mine.
Uncle Tom, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had visitors.
Cisco, this is my niece, Geraldine.
What is this, Senorita? This is Pancho.
I'm glad to know you, Senorita.
You're the men Rance sent for, aren't you?
Si, senorita. We are, but I'm afraid we did not arrive in time.
If Rance only hadn't tried to take out another shipment of gold.
There, Geraldine. It was one of the risks men take when they're after a fortune.
But you didn't take any risks. You made half the profit.
I risked my money, Geraldine, dear. Don't ever forget that.
Oh, money. What's that compared to Rance's life?
May I ask when Senor Rance will be buried and where?
In town in just about an hour. We were just getting ready to go to the funeral when you arrived.
I, too, would like very much to attend the funeral. Do you mind if we go along?
Of course not. We both want you to go, don't we, Uncle Tom?
Yes, of course. Being friends of Rance's, you should be there. After the funeral, I'll have to stop in town to see my lawyer, but you can come back here with Geraldine.
You mean, Uncle Tom, that you're settling up Rance's affairs today? Having his share of the mine transferred to you?
That was our agreement, Geraldine. But after all, you know, business is business.
In just a moment, we'll continue with the thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. And now, back to the Cisco Kid. With Cisco and Pancho arriving too late to prevent the murder of their friend, Rance Baldwin, Tom Smith, Baldwin's partner in the Bonanza Gold Mine, has fallen heir to Rance's share of the mine. As we return to our story, the Cisco Kid is talking with Tom Smith's niece, Jerry.
So the mine now belongs entirely to your uncle, Senorita?
Yes, Cisco. You see, the agreement he had with Rance left Rance's share to him in case anything happened.
Will your uncle work the mine now that Rance is no longer here?
Yes, I guess he will. He's hiring a new foreman, a man named McMasters. As a matter of fact, he's with Uncle Tom right now.
Do you know of anyone, Senorita, who might have wished to do harm to Rance?
Oh, no one, Cisco. Well, I guess it's just like Uncle Tom says. He died trying to defend what was his.
I think Pancho and I will stay around for a few days, Senorita.
There are some things about this killing that I would like to have settled in my own mind.
Oh, I wish you would, Cisco. I'd like to have you stay here at the house, but I'm afraid Uncle Tom might not want you around.
Pancho and I would really prefer to camp somewhere near here. Then we would be free to come and go as we wish. One more thing, Senorita.
Oh, yes, Cisco?
It would be well if you did not discuss my interest in this with your uncle.
Well, why not, Cisco?
Because I feel that he would not care to have me taking too great an interest in this matter, as you see.
Oh,
because...
Oh, Cisco. Are you still here?
See, amigo, I have waited to say goodbye to you.
Oh, well, goodbye. It was very kind of you to call. Sorry you couldn't have been of some help to poor Rance.
I, too, am sorry, Senor Tom. Perhaps I could be of some help to you.
No, I don't know as you can.
Well, if you will excuse me, I will find Pancho, and then we will be on our way.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by, Cisco.
And I hope you'll come back again sometime, Cisco.
Gracias, senorita. With your permission, I would certainly like to visit here again. Adios. Through the window, as I told you, Pancho?
Si, Cisco. Pancho, watch. I see this hombre, Mac, go into the little room where Senor Tom got his desk.
Si, Pancho. What did they do?
And Senor Tom shake the hand with his hombre and pat him on the back and he smile.
Si. What else?
And then Senor Tom point to this hombre's coat with the button missing. And the hombre, he spread his hand and shrugged the shoulders.
Si, amigo. And then what?
And this Senor Tom, a very nice senor. He go to his closet and give this hombre another coat.
Si, Pancho?
Uh-huh.
Now we are getting somewhere. What did Senor Tom do with the coat he took from Mac?
Well, Senor Tom just throw the coat in the closet and shut the door. Pancho talking off. It is a fine calm, Cisco. Pancho sleep now. Huh?
Pancho does not sleep now. We have much to do, amigo.
Oh, Cisco, what we got to do?
We are going to the place where Senor Rance Bolon was killed.
Diablo, yeah.
Lobo.
I think there we may find the button this hombre lost from his coat. Easy, Diablo, easy.
Easy now.
Come, amigo. Uh-huh. Right up the trail. Up, Diablo, yeah.
Up, Lobo, up the trail. Now, go now, up the trail.
Oh, Diablo, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, loco, ho. Now, slow down, boy, slow down. Slow.
This was saying that Jerry told me they found Rance Baldwin's body.
Very dark, Cisco. How we find a small thing like a button from a coat?
We will do our best, Pancho. Uh-huh. You search over there. I will look for it on this side.
It's too dark for Pancho. Here, I'll light a match.
Pancho, put out that match.
Why, Cisco? It's Santo.
That is why, Pancho. Were you hit?
Not me, Cisco. Just the match. It fly right out of my fingers.
You're lucky, amigo. Come, we will lie quietly behind these rocks. Now, do not make a move.
Who want to shoot at us, Cisco?
Someone who fears to have us around, amigo.
Oh.
Someone who is watching us very closely. Now, here's what we will do.
Si, go on.
You will crawl quietly toward Diablo and Loco.
Uh-huh.
Get them and lead them off down the arroyo behind us.
What do you do?
I will stay here and light matches to draw their fire.
No, Cisco, not do this.
After you have gotten the horses, I will join you. Now, go. There, I hold the match above this rock. Now, another match. There. He's safe now to join Pancho.
Haven't seen a light over there. Heard a sound for a long time. You reckon we got them, too?
Could be, Mac. Leastwise, they're most certainly scared off.
Yeah, well, I guess it's safe to move on. Sure am sleepy. It's been a long day.
Exciting, too. Say, Mac, I see you're wearing a new coat. Boss was pleased about the job you done, huh?
Yeah, real pleased. Talked about making me a partner in the mine.
That's a laugh.
What do you mean?
Boss's partners don't last too well. But be content to work for him, Mac.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's sure a sight of gold start up in that cabin, though.
Won't do either of us no good. Come on, let's go on home.
Sure, Al, sure. Got a long day ahead tomorrow. Gotta start hauling gold instead of stealing it.
You hauling from the mine in the morning?
Well, tomorrow morning we'll start hauling the gold that's hid away in the canyon cabin.
Quieto, Pancho. You sure this is the room?
Si, this is Cisco. The one where Senor Tom talked to the hombre, Mac.
Bueno, bueno. You will watch. I'll go inside and get the coat that this button came from.
Be careful now. Be careful.
There is something else I think I will find, too.
It's a very scary business, this. And silly, too. One man already dead. Why we stay around here to get shot? Go and laugh, you coyote, you. We not laugh. Maybe we not be able to laugh by the morning.
I found it, Pancho.
The coat.
Si, Pancho.
The coat and something else even more important.
The button.
A map of a canyon.
No, but
showing a cabin.
A cabin, Cisco? We go there now?
Si, Pancho. Quickly. Lower the window.
Huh?
Come. We go. Get to now.
Huh? Pancho. Pancho. Sorry, Cisco.
Who's out there?
Madre mia, everybody shoot at us tonight.
You've been lucky so far, Pancho.
Huh?
But those shots get a little too close for comfort. Oh, Diablo.
Slow, loco.
This is the place, Pancho. You see? There's the cabin.
We'll be the daylight soon. What we do here, Cisco?
This is the cabin where the gold is hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Here, perhaps we find the evidence we need.
Si, go ahead.
The door is locked very tightly. Perhaps I can break it down with my shoulder.
I helped you, Cisco.
Bueno, here, put your shoulder against this door with me.
Now push hard.
Push hard.
There. This is the place, all right. It shows on the map.
Si, but Cisco, nothing here. It's empty.
Not even a chair. Just that fireplace in the back wall.
Pancho, see if it be warm. If somebody got a fire here.
Pancho, look out!
Aye, rattlesnake at the fireplace.
Step back, Pancho, I will shoot it.
How'd you shoot if it's so dark you not can see?
Snake can see. He draws his head back and coils to strike at this gun. Now, strike a match, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
You see, Pancho? The snake had perfect aim. The bullet killed him.
Look, Cisco! That snake tied in the fireplace.
See, Pancho. It was tied there for some very good reason. But it is also there to guard something. I think, amigo, we will find this fireplace leads to another room.
Look like all stones, Cisco.
I know. Here, try pushing different stones.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps one of them will be the one that...
Oh, the back of the fireplace, it moved.
As I suspected, leads into a sort of a cave. Yeah, match, Pancho. Follow me. Stoop down, Pancho.
Pancho, coming. Come.
Here's a lantern.
We not need this lantern long, Cisco. It soon be the daylight.
In here it will be dark all day long. Look, Pancho.
Santo, bags and bags all piled up.
Si, Pancho. Gold. Thousands of dollars worth.
Oh, for my goodness sake.
This is the gold that was stolen from the wagons of Senor Rance. Quickly, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Put out the light. Someone's coming.
Well, McAnell, here it is. We'll get a good early start, too.
Reckon we can take it all in one load?
One load? There ain't a wagon big enough to haul all this in one load. All right, come on.
There we are, hombres.
Hey, Cisco, I'm getting out of here.
I do not think you will, hombres. The fireplace is closing.
It's dark out.
See, you'll not get out now.
Oh, no, we'll see about that.
Stay. About this, hombres.
The meaning of this, Cisco.
That should be clear, Tom Smith. Knock back down. I'll use my gun.
No, don't shoot. It's too dark. You can't see. Oh,
you got me.
You'll not shoot anyone.
One more now.
I think they got enough now, Cisco.
Yeah, we had enough.
Light the lantern, Pancho, and watch these two.
I do.
Well, hombres, you will not do any more damage. Tom, you do not seem to be fatally wounded.
It's my arm. It's killing me.
But not so badly that you cannot sign your name.
What do you mean, sign my name?
To this paper, giving half of all the gold to your niece, Senorita Jerry. The gold that you stole from Ranch Baldwin.
No, I will not. Now, wait. Maybe if I sign that, you'll let me go?
Not at all, Tom Smith. You are guilty of murder.
Murder? Well, I didn't do what I tell you. Mac here and I'll lay down it.
How then, hombre, do you account for this coat which I found in your closet? And this matching button which we found where Rance Borden was killed?
No, I tell you, I didn't do it.
That will be hard for you to prove, hombre, when you go on trial with Mac and Al for the murder of Rance Baldwin.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
The same with Jerry. She get much money from the gold, no?
Si, amigo. She'll get a lot of money.
Huh?
But it will not make up for the loss of Rance Baldwin to her.
How much gold do you think there in those bags, Cisco?
Oh, maybe 100,000 pesos, Pancho.
Oh, how much that? How much that, huh?
Thousand times 100.
Hmm. How much 1,000, Cisco?
Oh, 1,000 is 10 times 100, Pancho.
And 100? How much this? How much this, huh?
That is 10 times 10. Look, amigo, why do you not learn to count? It's easy.
Sure, Cisco. Pancho know how to count.
You know how to count?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I do not believe you can count to 10.
Oh, that is easy, Cisco. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, seven, uh-huh, eight, nine, ten. There.
Very, very good, Pancho. Now, what comes after 10?
Oh, that's very easy, too. After 10 comes Jack, Queen, King.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Up there. Up there. No, no, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.